Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. We rarely think of noise as a form of pollution, but for hearing-sensitive marine creatures whose sole source of communications over large distance is sound, the noise created by underwater explosions, ship engines, and military sonar can be devastating. Consider the sperm whale, a largely solitary animal that must find its mate by communicating low-frequency sounds at depths. At some channels in the deeper ocean, these signals can travel across entire ocean basins. When anthropogenic noise clogs this channel, the whales cannot find one another to socialize and breed. Other cetaceans use sound to locate prey, and ship noise can prevent them from doing so. Such animals are so sensitive to noise that the cacophony of white noise that now exists in many parts of the ocean has deprived them of sleep and causes what appears to be a kind of psychological stress. Most sources of anthropogenic noise occur in continental shelf areas that are the most important habitats for marine mammals and coastal fishes. The U.S. National Research Council has stated that for 119 species of marine mammals, and for many non-mammalian marine species as well, hearing and echolocation is the single most important sense for foraging, communicating, and navigating. The sound environment is an important aspect of marine mammal habitat, and it is only recently been the focus of research determining the ecological requirements of these highly valued, in many cases, highly threatened species. Anthropogenic noise can be subdivided into two sorts of threat, acute noise and chronic low-level noise. Both can cause mortality and hearing impairment. And chronic low-level noise can disrupt sound-based navigation, communication, and foraging. Noise travels very efficiently in water, nearly five times the speed of sound traveling in air. Sound waves bouncing off the sea surface or sea bottom can cause sound to reverberate, adding to the increasing levels of background noise in the ocean. Sources of acute noise include active military sonar, underwater explosions such as those occurring in dynamite fishing, ship shock trials or underwater construction, and airgun array blast used in seismic surveys. A low-frequency seismic array can generate 215 decibels of sound, comparable to a twin-engine fighter jet at takeoff. Necropsies on toothed whales that mass-stranded after being in the vicinity of sonar using military vessels and seismic vessels have shown ruptured ear bones, hemorrhages in fatty tissues of the head, and air bubbles in the lungs and brain. Military sonar emits loud sound waves that sweep across the ocean to reveal enemy submarines and other objects of security interest. Some mid-frequency sonar systems can emit 235 decibels, as loud as a rocket at launch. Even 100 miles from a low-frequency sonar system, sound levels can approach 160 decibels, well beyond the U.S. Navy's own safety limits for humans. Under pressure from environmental groups, the Navy has attempted to introduce mitigation measures to allow for realistic training, but these have been challenged in legal proceedings. Recently, a preliminary injunction against the Navy was reversed by a higher court, citing, quote, the safety of our warriors, unquote, and our country's security as a higher requirement than the protection of whales and sea life. The enormous number of vessels now plying the seas is the primary cause of ambient or chronic sound, generally low frequency, although sometimes high intensity and prolonged, that can cause problems for animals that use sound to travel, feed, and communicate. The most affected species seem to be baleen whales, such as fin whales, sei whales, minke whales, and humpback whales. Many of us are familiar with the hauntingly beautiful and complex songs sung by humpbacks, but less well known are the sounds made by thousands of coral reef fishes whose communications can be comparably overwhelmed by white noise in the ocean. How such anthropogenic noise actually kills, maims, or impairs marine animals is not always clear. Much research will be required to determine how ocean noise can cause biologically significant effects like slowing growth, reducing survival, or lowering reproductive rates. The U.S. National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, universities and private marine research institutes, and yes, the U.S. Navy, are responding to this need with grants, studies, and underwater experiments. Encouragingly, some more direct and immediate steps are also being taken. For example, a meeting of marine mammalogists and conservationists was held in the Canary Islands in June 2007 to explore the notion of establishing noise-buffered marine protected areas for beaked whales and other noise-sensitive species. The Canary Island already has a moratorium on military sonar in its territorial waters, the result of a series of mass strandings that coincided with military exercises in the area. In the Alboran Sea, off Spain's Mediterranean coast, the International Maritime Organization has agreed to move shipping lanes in order to protect resident Alboran dolphins. And in the U.S., shipping traffic within Stellwagen Bank National Marine Sanctuary off Cape Cod has been rerouted to areas within the sanctuary less frequented by whales. These are small but effective actions toward avoiding the problem, but not solving it. The situation remains unresolved, critical, and ongoing. We will continue to explore these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.